Alan Isfahan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on gratitude and how you can use it to conquer fear, lower stress and doubt, and build hope, optimism, and courage so you can achieve success. Gratitude is defined as the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. This definition is probably not a surprise. Being thankful is a feeling, but when you turn this feeling into a mindset after much practice and repetition, it has some powerful effects on anyone trying to achieve something big or has a lot of pressure because of their position. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. Gratitude is an antidote to fear. There are many kinds of fear, but for entrepreneurs and executives, there are two types of fear that are particularly top of mind: fear of failure and fear of embarrassment. The good news is that not only can gratitude help with handling fear, but can even turn fear into a fuel for your business and career. In other words, gratitude doesn't just make you feel better, it actually makes you better. And when you're an executive, you can use every edge you can get. Let's talk about how gratitude delivers all of these great benefits, and then we'll meditate and close off by setting an intention for the day. Number one, using gratitude to pattern interrupt. When something bad happens, or you are worried that something bad is going to happen, the typical response is fear. You enter into a fight or flight mindset. Your body produces cortisol and adrenaline, which are stress hormones. Your heart starts pumping, and you feel stressed. You really can't think clearly in that moment. If you're trying to sleep, good luck. If you're able to quickly flip your thoughts to something you are grateful for as quickly as possible, the thought pattern interrupts the fear and the worry, allowing you to disconnect long enough to step back. The grateful feeling that takes over your mind makes you more positive and puts your brain into problem-solving mode rather than fearful or reactive mode. Number two, using gratitude as a shield to protect you. Captain America has his shield, Wonder Woman has her bracelets, you have gratitude. Gratitude becomes a superpower when it becomes your default state of mind. Imagine being able to wake up feeling grateful, going to sleep feeling grateful, and having the ability to avoid getting sucked in by fear, worry, and drama by using gratefulness as a pattern interrupt at any time. Gratefulness is a superpower. It should be thought of as an input rather than just an output. In other words, use gratefulness as an ingredient of success by explicitly thinking about it every day. Let's wrap up the reflection phase by thinking of something you are grateful for. Imagine it as if it was happening right now. It can be very simple: a sunset, someone paying you a compliment, a great coffee, a kiss. I'll leave you to think about what you're grateful for the next minute, and then we'll shift into the observation phase. Now let's shift into phase two, the observation phase of the ROI method. With your eyes closed, imagine that you are sitting on a beach. Now imagine that someone you are grateful for is sitting with you. Someone that has helped you by believing in you in some way. You can see them sitting right next to you. Thank them for being there with you and for everything they have done for you. Tell them you are grateful to know them. Now just listen to the waves and breathe gently. You have nothing else to do, nothing to worry about. A quiet bell every 30 seconds will help remind you to come back to this spot and listen to the waves. Well done. We are now going to shift into the intention phase. Today's focus is on gratitude, so we're going to set an intention together to implement at least one daily gratitude habit. Here are some tips to choose from. Tip number one. When you put your head on your pillow at night, think of something small that makes you feel grateful. It doesn't have to be a big thing. A hug, a great dinner, a piece of good news. Don't overthink it. Do this each and every time you go to bed. It will help pattern interrupt the racing mind, especially the negative thoughts that often fill the brain when you're trying to go to sleep. Tip number two, when you wake up in the morning, think of one small thing you can do today that you are fortunate to be able to do. For me this morning, it was biking my daughter to her bus and then continuing down the beach before starting to work. Tip number three, write down three things you are grateful for in a notebook or even in your phone. There's a great tool out there called the 5-Minute Journal if you really want to step it up. Tip number four, do the ROI gratitude meditation at least once a week to develop a gratitude mindset that will help you deal with fear and stress and make you happier overall. So now you must set an intention to implement at least one of these habits, or even better, all of them. Think about something you're grateful for as you go to bed and wake up, write it down, and meditate on it every week. It will transform you, your career, and your business, and others will see the change in you. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.